Hey, everybody. More discussions from University of Wisconsin-Madison. Take questions from students. And this is what helped move the election towards Donald Trump. Get involved with Turning Point Action at tpaction.com. Everybody, you have to come to America Fest. It's amfest.com. The speakers are breathtaking. Do you know how hard the team has worked on this? The least you guys can do is come and enjoy and celebrate. We got Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Steve Bannon, Patrick Bet-David, Ben Shapiro, Speaker Mike Johnson, Donald Trump Jr., Matt Walsh, Tim Pool, Ben Carson, the next ambassador to Greece, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Michael Knowles, Ted Cruz, Rob Schneider, Byron Donalds, Anna Paulina, Matt Gaetz, Danica Patrick, Brett Cooper, Jack Posobiec, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Benny Johnson, my wife, Erica Kirk, Riley Gaines, Brandon Tatum, Tom Homan, the deporter-in-chief, George Janko, Ali B. Stuckey, Sage Steele, and more. It's amfest.com. You might be able to meet your future husband, your future wife, your best friends. You're going to be so fired up. It is a celebration unlike any other. Our annual event, America Fest, is held December 19, 20, 21, 22 at the Phoenix Convention Center. Those who attend this once-in-a-lifetime four-day event will hear from dozens of the nation's top speakers, as I just mentioned, network with thousands of like-minded attendees, and 100-plus partnering organizations, and experience concerts featuring top artists, all while celebrating the greatest country on the planet. Following a Turning Point event, all attendees will return to their campus and communities more energized than ever. Go to amfest.com. That is A-M-F-E-S-T.com. We have, again, let me just repeat this. Tucker, Beck, Bannon, Bet-David, Shapiro, Walsh, and more. Amfest.com, A-M-F-E-S-T.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Do you deal with the current situation in Israel?
Boy, that's a great question. You got to try to get peace. You got to try to get the hostages out. I'm very sympathetically pro-Israel. I have some disagreements with Netanyahu on some stuff. In fact, I've picked some fights with the Israeli government on some stuff. But I also have no patience for anti-Semitism on either side. I just don't. I think it's disgusting and it's wrong. There's not a good solution. The only solution I could see, to be perfectly honest with you, is to get Egypt and Jordan to actually do their part to take the people of Gaza, but they don't want them. And so you have to use American power and American hegemony to basically say, hey, Jordan, you guys are going to take a couple million refugees. Egypt, you're going to take a couple million refugees. Other than that, there really isn't a solution because you have two sides that are at irreconcilable odds right now. But you know what the issue is? When Donald Trump was president, we had more peace between Israel and its neighbors than any time in any of your lifetimes. And so Donald Trump had peace in the Middle East, and he will deliver peace in the Middle East once again.
Can I have a hat also?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want me to sign it?
No.
Okay. Yes. Disagreements welcome.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, Charlie. I'm Levi.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was formerly a Democrat, but I'm a Jewish student here.
Yeah.
And after October 7th, I sort of switched over.
Yeah,
I was wondering if you think that's like a trend among Jewish voters and if that will have a big impact on the election. Especially with like Kamala not picking Josh Shapiro. I wonder if that sort of shows her stance on it.
Well, first of all, welcome to the Republican Party. You are welcome here. And I think it's terrific. So number two, I want to say that you're right. Kamala Harris should have picked Josh Shapiro. It was the better choice for her ticket. Yeah. The only reason she did not pick Josh Shapiro is because he's a Jew.
That's what
period. There is no other reason. Yes, I think it is a trend. I think that Jews need to realize the Democrat Party is not a safe place for them at all, that it is at odds with their, first of all, their love of the state of Israel, of which I share. And secondly, and I think thirdly and most importantly, is that the American Jewish community has long had an attachment with the American Democrat Party. You know that's very, very hard to break, right?
Yeah.
I hope it does, because we as conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters welcome Jewish Americans, you know, coming into our ranks.
Yeah. Thank you.
God can bless. Thank you. Hand? Yes, you can. Absolutely. Yes.
Can I get it?
Yeah, I'll sign it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Charlie. So a photo recently surfaced of Tim Walz's family, like, turning on.
Yeah, it was great, right?
I want to know what you think about that.
No, I think it's great. First of all, the grammar was wrong, because that really bothered me. Did you notice that? The grammar was incorrect.
Yeah.
I am not a Tim Walz fan at all, but yeah, if Tim Walz can't even get the support of his own family, it's a big issue.
It should show the American people that if your whole family's turning on you, then it's...
Yeah, I mean, look, to be fair, like, parts of Trump's family have turned against him, right. So... But to have that many members of the family was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Yes, you can. Yes, by the way, young women get priority on the hat because we need more young women Trump supporters. Yes.
Hey, Charlie, just for context, I'm Persian Jewish. Both my parents were born in Iran. I'm from L.A.
It should die down at some point.
Yeah. You know, it just kind of puts me in a hard situation with my entire family. Like, I'm kind of torn between two parts of my heritage. I just wanted to know what you think the war in the Middle East is going to turn into if Trump is elected versus if Kamala is elected.
Yeah. If Kamala is elected, you could see World War III. If Trump is elected, he will bring peace to the Middle East and bring peace between Russia and Ukraine. Because when Trump was president, we had peace. Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we have more war, more suffering, more refugees. And it's a disgrace for all people involved. And to be clear, I have a heart for the people of Gaza that are suffering right now.
Of course, yes.
And it's a war that many of them did not invite. And so I hope that we can have some sort of reconciliation and some sort of peace settlement that satisfies both sides.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey. All right. Context for this question. I'm 18. This is my first time voting. I registered as an independent, so I'm not really a huge fan of either party right now. But as I consider Trump, I just have like one issue. I'm wondering how you reconcile that, because I know you support him. He was found... Yeah, he was found civilly liable for rape. He was convicted multiple counts of fraud. And I think we can both agree that objectively speaking, rape and fraud are morally wrong, like objectively. So I'm just wondering how you reconcile that as a Trump voter.
I mean, do you know any of the details of the case or?
Well, what are you referring to?
Well, yeah, first, the rape case was a civil case, not a criminal case.
Yeah, I know,
right?
Civilly liable.
Yeah, so, but he didn't do it. I don't know what else to say. I mean, the evidence was so insane, was so ridiculous. It was a woman that said, oh, yeah, Donald Trump put me in a closet in Tiffany's and raped me. I mean, it was so ridiculous. And of course, it was a jury that was highly politically motivated and charged.
Sure. And 34 counts of fraud, you don't see any.
But hold on. Just so we understand, 34 counts of fraud. I encourage you to read the indictment. Can you tell me what the crime was, though?
I believe some of them had to do with the hush money case. I believe.
Right. But no. But what was he covering
up?
No one knows, because they made up a crime. Right. Because they said that he was trying to conceal a crime in the pursuit of the crime. I can get into the details of this, but let me just ask you a question. Do you think that there is anything to the argument?
Falsifying business records?
Right. Falsifying business records. Yeah. Is that a felony?
I mean, it's fraud. Yeah.
Oh, is it a felony? No, it's not. He upgraded it for the first time in New York state history as a felony. Why? Because his name is Donald Trump. That's why.
Sure, but you would agree that falsifying business records, that sort of activity is just morally wrong in general, right?
Well, falsifying business records, I mean, if any of you runs a small business and you put $35 instead of $32.
Trump's not a small business owner. He's a...
Okay, first of all, if you are a small business owner, you do that. You put $35 instead of $36, they could get you for falsifying business records.
Okay.
And the 34 counts, each one of the counts was like on each check that he wrote. So it's not as if there was like this big, broad conspiracy. But like, let's just be as clear as we can. Let me ask you a question, actually. Do you think that there's anything to the argument that Donald Trump is being unfairly targeted because his name is Donald Trump?
I think, yeah, there's some merit to the argument.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah.
Yes, because if anyone gets under that kind of examination and everything you do in your life, every transaction, every conversation, that they're going to be able to find something that they can get on you?
Just one last thing. I would argue,
though, but do you think that there's some merit to that argument?
I do.
Okay, good.
I would say that seeing as he was the president, I think he deserves extra scrutiny, right?
Do you think that any other politician has received the scrutiny he's received?
I guess that's debatable, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no. And again, I can go into the details of why I think that is politically charged, politically motivated. But it is at some point we had a tradition in this country that if you are a former president, we're not going to throw the examination of justice against you, because it's just really unhealthy and damaging to the country, right?
Sure.
I mean, even those of us that thought Hillary Clinton committed a lot of crimes, we were okay with –
her not getting investigated at some point because we thought it would damage the country at some point, because we were like, okay, she definitely committed crimes, but if they're not going after her because we don't want to try to further sever the country, with Donald Trump indicted in four different jurisdictions on four different things, it's very clear that they're trying to interfere with the presidential election.
They being the Justice Department.
Yeah, and the Democrat Party, right? And this is what third world dictatorships do, right? I mean, in Russia, we got so mad when they put the opposition leader in jail and he died in jail because he wasn't able to speak out.
Right.
And so without getting into the details of the case, of which I think they are meritless and, you know, a lot of legal scholars agree, I think we need to take a step back and say, is it healthy long term for us as a country to be able to put the ascendant political opposition leader in jail when he's very popular and beating?
Yeah, I mean, he's not in jail, though.
Well, he's being sentenced in 2 weeks, potentially.
Okay.
And just to be clear,
I would also agree he probably should not be in jail. But I think the
morally speaking, he's facing 700 years in prison. Right.
Okay.
And so we're clear,
very unlikely that he's actually going to be put in jail.
Well, hold on. But that's I think you're right.
Yeah.
But that's not the argument, though,
sure.
Because the justice system is supposed to be blind, regardless of who you are. And there's something deeply disturbing when someone is about to he's building a move. You might not like him at all, but he's building a movement. A lot of Americans like him and a lot of people show up to his events and a lot of people believe in him. And we're like, no, we're going to indict you. Like, what does that say for democracy? Right. You know what I mean? Like, what does that say for the everyday person who thinks he's the right choice? And if you think he should go in jail and those people shouldn't vote for him, then you think those people are stupid. Not you. But like, if that's the perspective and they say, oh, we know better than the welder who likes Trump, or we know better than the college kid that likes Trump. And so for the health and the vitality of the country, the Democrats should have resisted the temptation of indicting him and putting him in prison. Instead, he's had to beat it. He's beat some of these cases, thankfully. On the civil case, right? On the fraud case, he repaid all of his debts, just so we're clear. So who's the victim, right? There's no victim when you repay all your debts. They're saying, oh, the state of New York is the victim. What I'm getting at is there's a great quote by Cicero, who was the one-year Roman consul. He said, the more laws, the less justice. And if you are in charge, you have all these laws, you show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And it's a tragedy because with Donald Trump, they fear his movement so much and they fear that he'll become president. They're willing to do something that they've never done before, which is try to put a former president in jail.
Is that
persuasive at all to you? Or
not really, but I got your argument. I definitely understand your argument. Was that talking?
Okay, thanks. All right, thank you. Yep. All right, next question. Disagreements, please. Yep.
I just got a really quick question. Yeah. In a world of misinformation that we live in, where do you go to find your facts and data?
Mostly the Charlie Kirk Show is where I get most of my information.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
No, I love Tucker's show, the Tucker Carlson podcast. I like citizenfreepress.com. RealClearPolitics.com is great. I try to go to original source documents. I try to go to I try to watch the least amount of television news as possible. I try to read my news more than I watch my news. Listening and reading your news is far better way than watching. Watching news is designed to try to get you emotional, try to get you fired up. Listening and reading is still, but it's to a lesser extent.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, you can. Absolutely. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As we gear up for another important election year, remember that we vote every day with our dollar. One of the best ways to support America is by buying from local farms and ranches. Good Ranchers makes this easy by delivering 100% American meat to your door. When you shop with Good Ranchers, you're not just getting the best meat for your family, but also supporting American farmers and ranchers. This year, instead of buying imported meat, cast your vote for American agriculture and local economy. I've used Good Ranchers meat for quite some time, and they never disappoint. Whatever your choice of protein, you'll be pleased if you cast a vote for Good Ranchers. Use code KIRK for $25 off your order and your choice of free chicken breasts, ground beef, bacon, or wild-caught salmon for a year. It's time to make a stand. Vote for American meat with Good Ranchers. Your purchase helps keep American farms thriving and ensures you get the highest quality meat for your family. I love Good Ranchers. You should check it out right now at goodranchers.com. Use promo code KIRK. That is goodranchers.com. Check it out right now. Promo code KIRK. Yes, ma'am.
So can I just have can you just reclaim your opinion on affirmative action, please?
Yeah. I think affirmative action is racist, wrong, and against, and unconstitutional. So
right.
it's immoral.
Right. So
and should be unconstitutional.
At first I thought I was 100% a believer in affirmative action. You know, I was I'm going to have because I'm Latina. So I was I'm going to get in to this college.
You're doing great.
And so then I was like, wait, this is like completely wrong. I had like a, I had a coming to Jesus moment of like, this is wrong. This is horrible. Cause I'm being put on this pedestal that, I mean, other people around me, like my high school teachers have done. They said, oh, you don't need to try that hard. I mean, you're going to get into the college you want. Cause you're a person of color. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that's crazy.
But also, isn't it kind of insulting to
it's
you?
It's very insulting. Yeah. I've been,
it treats you like you're stupid, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's 100% insulting. And so, but I have another little sister who's also a person of color in high school right now. And I just wanted your advice for how she can, like.
Well, I mean, look, my advice to her is, as sinister as it sounds, like, use it, right? I mean, if she works really hard plus being a person of color, she could go to Princeton, right? And here's the reality. There is a white male next to you right now. He has to get much higher test scores than your sister to go into a graduate school.
Yeah.
We both agree. That's evil. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. Like, what it are we is. Doing? That's yeah. racism. And also, again, it acts as if he being a white male is inherently smarter than you. And that's, of course, not the case. We don't know who's smarter. In fact, that's the whole point of the American Project, is that mm-hmm. we shouldn't be able to judge just based on your skin color. My advice for your sister is try to fight against affirmative action, but in the short term, use it, because the laws and the system is currently configured to help her.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Perfect. Thank
are you, you voting for Trump?
Oh, 100%.
I love it. There we go. Good for you. You want a hat? All right. Yes. Next question.
Charlie, I just wanted to thank you for coming to UW-Madison. I appreciate it. I just wanted a quick ask if I could have a Trump hat, please.
Yes, but only if you're voting. Are you registered and you're voting?
I am.
Both.
I am.
All right, great. To. Good. Only if you register and you vote. Yes. Who disagrees? Yes.
I just wanted your thoughts on, like, Citizens United and the kids, like, yeah. super PACs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Not healthy for the country, but probably the right constitutional decision.
Okay.
So that's the issue with the Supreme Court, is you can't judge the effects always as much as the interpretation.
Yeah.
Is because a true justice should judge based on the intent of the law, not just what they think it will do. But I think it's deeply unhealthy that we have billions of dollars flowing through super PACs and we have to see this ridiculous TV advertising all the time. I don't think it's healthy for the country at all. But if you go back to the Supreme Court decision, the reason it was decided the way it was is because it was under speech where they said, well, what if Charlie Kirk writes a book against Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Is that considered political speech? And they said, yes. So that, right. It's a gray area, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I should be able to write a book, right? But they say, no, it's something of value. It's no different than a political advertisement.
I know.
And so it was the right decision, but a bad outcome for the country.
Yeah. I just feel like it poisons our democracy and it kind of takes.
Well, yeah. Again, I don't love the term democracy, even though I use it every so often. But yes, it poisons our elections. I think that because we're not a democracy, we're a republic. But yes, for sure. No, I'm not trying to nitpick. But I think what it does is it makes politicians far more obedient to their donors than people on both sides. And just so we're clear, the Democrat Party, they have hated Citizens United, but now they use it better than Republicans. Democrats raise more money. They have more TV ads, and because they wanted to win, and they've now become the party.
But both sides use it, though.
Well, Democrats raise way more money than Republicans now. But yes, both sides do. Okay. Democrats outraise Republicans almost 4-1 now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yes. Question, disagreements are welcome. Hey, the rain cleared up. So there we go.
Hey, Charlie. So my question is, either in like the immediate or distant future, can you ever see yourself running for office?
No, I'm not running for anything. My number one mission is make Donald Trump go back into the White House in November. That's my number one mission.
Sweet.
And
with you.
I love it.
Can I get a hat?
Yes, you can. Only if you promise you wear it. You registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
In the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
All right, then yes, you can. Yes. Question? Disagreements are most welcome. Yes.
So I'm a gay conservative, and I just want to kind of ask you, like, what do you have to say for people like me who kind of feel like, I guess – it's kind of hard for gay conservatives because there's not a lot of us. So, like, what do you have to say to other gay people who need to realize, like, they do have a choice? Like,
yeah, first of all, welcome to the conservative movement. But I want to be clear. I don't agree with your lifestyle. And I don't think you should introduce yourself just based on your sexual attraction.
No, I agree. I like,
because that's not who you are.
I like to be thought of as a person. And
for sure.
I'm not.
I think you're actually way more interesting based on your sexual tendencies, right?
Yes, I completely agree.
So I think we should get away from this idea that your identity is based on your bedroom behavior.
Yes,
you are a complete human being, and I'm sure you treat people well, and you're studying something. So I want to get away with this idea that you're gay anything, right? First, you should say, I'm a conservative. I also have, you know, same-sex attraction. That's fine. I just think that we have gone a long way in the negative direction in this country, where we act as if the most important part of your identity is what you do in the bedroom.
it doesn't mean that much to me. But if you ask from a perspective as a Christian and conservative, I don't agree with that lifestyle. But politics is about addition and multiplication. I imagine you agree with a lot of what we talk about.
Absolutely.
Right? Strong borders, strong country. And for that, you know, we welcome you into the conservative movement.
Thank you. Could I get a hat?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, question.
I like your shirt a lot. I totally agree with that sentiment, and I think it's a sentiment that came a lot as RFK endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
But one of RFK's main campaign issues was being very against the COVID vaccine. Yeah. And what would you say to Trump voters who are hesitant or concerned about Trump's inability to say that Operation Warp Speed was an utter failure?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that him bringing RFK in is the closest you're going to get, right? Donald Trump said he'll do stuff differently. RFK was a huge critic of Operation Warp Speed, which granted was something we've never seen before, which was that the administrative state took over the entire health apparatus of a country. We never should have locked down this country. We never should have mandated masks. We never should have mandated vaccines. And I think Donald Trump bringing RFK into the fold is the closest thing that we're going to see to making sure it never happens again, because that's really what matters, right? Outside of an apology, RFK around Donald Trump is the greatest shot in the arm, get it, of those of us that want to make sure that Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson will not run this country and that we can hopefully make America healthy again.
Do you think that because of the COVID vaccine hesitancy, there's going to be a future hesitancy to other vaccines in the future?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I'm very hesitant of the COVID vaccine. And you should be. I mean, look at the track record. Get your ninth booster. It's safe and effective. Yeah, okay, great. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we should question a lot of vaccines, to be honest with you. I mean, why we give babies the hepatitis B vaccine is insane. No one can answer that question. We just do it automatically. The first thing a baby does is they come out of the mother's birth canal. You put eye ointment on their eyes, unnecessary, unless the mom has gonorrhea. And then we give the baby a hepatitis B vaccine unless the mom has a sexually transmitted disease. It's completely unnecessary. So I think other things should be questioned. There's other vaccines that are great, and those should obviously be celebrated and looked at. But that's a topic that is largely forbidden from public discourse.
I just wanted to be clear. I'm still voting for him.
Okay,
and because Tim Walz is a communist. So
good for you. You want a hat?
I'd love one.
Great. Okay. All right. Yes. Next question. Thank you.
Hi, I just wanted to ask about markets and subsidies in the interest of the American economy. So U.S. automakers are facing a big threat from Chinese companies with electric vehicles that are heavily undercutting vehicle prices.
Thank you.
And those vehicles coming from China are also very subsidized. And so just with regard to the heavy tariffs placed on Chinese imports, what do you think is the best course of action? What's your opinion? Should the government be involved?
Well, yeah, I mean, we should not allow the importing of Chinese electric cars. I mean, I think we should have much heavier tariffs on Chinese products. I mean, we have a great American electric vehicle manufacturer, Tesla, Teslas should all be made here. They make a lot of Teslas in China, unfortunately, but they should be made here.
Right. Just as a follow-up, do you think that maybe placing heavy subsidies could kind of...
Subsidies or tariffs?
Sorry, tariffs. That's correct.
Because we do subsidize too.
Yes.
So, which I'm not in favor of. But the tariffs are they could be called a subsidy, but they're technically not.
Right. Do you think there's a space for some innovation in the American market so they could reduce their prices?
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably. But I mean, we've seen the electric vehicle mandate done by Biden and it was a complete disaster. The big three auto manufacturers have not been able to compete with Tesla on the electric vehicle front, even with a fair amount of low tariffs on Chinese imports.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again. It's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes it quite easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of natural ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try right now. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even a few days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. So don't mask your pain, fight naturally with Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Question, disagreements? Yes. Anyone? One and then one. Yes. Yeah, you guys could just work your way through and yes, only if you wear it. You register to vote? All right. Yes. Do we have Turning Point Action registering voters here somewhere? If you guys are not registered to vote, we'll register you to vote. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Charlie.
You are registered. I will. One sec. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just have a question kind of based on affirmative action. I'm a computer engineer here at UW-Madison. I'm about to graduate. And there's a lot that I've found through research and just general, I guess, my studies. Not only does affirmative action like help, you know, minorities, people of color, but also women in general. And there's a lot of facets of engineering, the medical system and other factors that because of affirmative action have helped. I'll just go into something. For example, let's say like in the medical field, endometriosis, something like that has not been studied in women due to so little women being in the medical field. Also, for example, like cars, the seatbelt is made specifically for the male body. They're only tested with male mannequins. So a lot of women are in risk of dying in car crashes at a higher rate. There's a lot of things that benefit from a diverse group of people, both in engineering and medical fields and education and other facets of the systems. And I was just wondering, without affirmative action, how do you think we can bring these people in to bring a variety of opinions?
Yeah, no, I mean, just have a meritocracy, right? So you have three white men around you. You can see one, two, three. So if one supports affirmative, no, it's okay. If one supports affirmative action,
right,
it would mean that you would be okay turning to those three men and saying, I deserve the position more than you based on something that doesn't matter more than something that does matter.
I feel like that's one facet of it that we're not also paying attention to is that people that are graduating from the same schools. They're graduating with the same degrees.
With lower test scores, though. Much lower. Every study of affirmative action, for example, the Harvard case showed that it was nearly 40% lower test scores for people of color versus their white male counterparts and Asian counterparts.
And so how can some point, is that like why would that happen? Do you think
why?
It's yeah.
What
causes that? Do you think it's just because people of color are more like stupid?
No,
or, like,
of course not.
Right.
I mean, people of color come from lower socioeconomic backgrounds that don't prioritize education.
So
much,
how do we fix those socioeconomic statuses?
Right, that's an interesting point. Not should we try to penalize white males that are competent to go run our systems and our institutions. So
right.
Those are two different things.
Right.
So what we're doing is our institutions are now becoming less excellent. Our country is not working like it used to because we basically told people that are very qualified and very competent that, sorry, we're not going to put a position for you here. For example, the U.S. Secret Service. Let me just give you one example, mm-hmm. Okay? We can all agree that protecting a president, whether it's Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, is super important, right? But now the Secret Service has said that we want to have 30% of all our agents be women, which, by the way, they have lower fitness criteria. Mm-hmm. So they have less pull-ups, less push-ups, slower mile time.
That's something that's due to like your
hold on.
Like,
exactly. Yeah, no, right. But that's this is affirmative action, right? And so therefore when
– Well, there's like fields. Like I don't think that's a good one second. I just don't think that's a good example because like women will never be as strong as men, at least genetically.
So that's an interesting question.
So I think it should be something
will women be as good at engineering as men person for person?
Not necessarily, but –
Okay. Well, then how is that different than the Secret Service example?
Well, the problem is that
– Because the male mind is wired different than the female mind. By the way, men will never be as good – hold on. I'll prove it to you. Men will never be as good at counseling or psychology sessions as women. Men will never be good at nursing or elementary school education as women. We have certain giftings as our brain is wired a certain way. Women are far better gifted at micro topics, so individual connection, empathetic type conversations, healing people that are past trauma and wound. Men are much better at macro topics, right? Trying to build a building, put a skyscraper up, trying to talk geopolitics. And I'll prove it to you. When you go and you see five women eating lunch, they're probably talking about micro topics, conversations they had, relationships, friendships. Men, they're talking about politics, sports, or the stock market.
That's not necessarily
true.
Oh,
yes. You guys all agree, right?
I mean, there's a reason.
These are bimodal general truths, right? Of course, there's exceptions, but
it's not a general truth, though. I feel like women have the capability of having political conversations.
Of course, they do, but it's not the general wiring or nature of women.
It's not. There's no wiring for your brain to like Donald Trump. Like that's not a real thing.
But wait a second. But do you think that men and women are made different in our brains and our
certain things, but not necessarily. It doesn't like channel you to be a specific thing.
Like what things?
Well, like there's like specific wirings to, you know, like produce certain types of hormones, and that's like differences that are genetically.
So you don't think that men are more likely to like contact sports, more likely to enjoy football, UFC, hunting?
I think that's because of a societal norm in general. Like over a lot of time.
No, come on, you're smarter than that. That's not true. Well, hold on. So why is it
there's women that play football? So like you can't just say
course.
That.
And there are men that dress in drag, but those are not the general truth of it. So let me just be clear. You think that there's nothing within the female brain in its constitution that makes young ladies more likely?
I mean, being that I'm an engineer, I don't think so. No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I feel like there's.
So you think if you pick a random lady here that they'd be just as comfortable sitting and watching a 4-hour football game than they were to go get their hair done with their best girlfriend?
Well, I feel like that's kind of diminishing to say, oh, because you're a woman, you will not be able to sit through a 4-hour football field.
Is it diminishing to say a man wouldn't want to go get his hair done? No.
No, I'm sure you get your hair done, right?
Not really. It's like 10 minutes in and out, like barbershop.
Okay, but you still do it. It's
But the point, again, there are certain things that women will take more seriously. For example, women will take a lot longer getting ready for the day than men.
Yeah.
Right? Why?
Because we're held to higher standards to look pretty.
No.
For example, your hair. How short is your hair? Super short. Mine, it's going to take longer to dry.
Do you wear makeup?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you want to look pretty and it takes...
Yeah, that's not important to me because I'm a man.
Well, right. But who made you feel that way?
But there's something in your
wiring. You feel comfortable not wearing makeup because of a certain reason.
Well, but you wouldn't feel comfortable wearing makeup?
I can not wear makeup.
But why do you do it?
I mean, like right now I'm not wearing like anything really.
No, I know. But that's the point is that at some point you wear makeup because there's something within your wiring that says I want to be presentable to the world. And that wiring honestly is I want to find a mate to have
children. I mean, this question was about affirmative action. I think we're getting
No. It's not. It's actually really important because I don't think there's any differences between races. But I think that when it comes to affirmative action, we're saying that there are differences.
Right.
That we're trying to say that things that don't matter should matter. So I don't think race matters. Affirmative action says race
does
matter.
What about like women also in fields like that? Like what I explained earlier.
I think that's even more dangerous, to be honest with you. If like we're going to say that women should be Secret Service agents protecting Trump.
Not Secret Service. I'm talking about medicine, engineering, that type of thing.
Well, hold on. Okay. So should we try to have the same amount of female to male OBGYNs?
I think it should be similar to the amount of like
OBGYNs,
like the general population.
So, hold on. 85% of all OBGYNs are female.
Yeah.
So now should we have parity so that men...
I have an OBGYN that's a man. That's not a problem.
That's not the point. The point is should we have parity?
I think it should be similar to like whatever the...
Got it. Okay. So you're consistent. So women studying in the OBGYN field will be actively discriminated against. So a man... because we must have parity.
It's not about people in the OBGYN specifically. It's about people in general. Men were, like, for example, women were not able to vote until, like, less than, 100 years ago, basically, right?
What does that have to do with
One second. So because of that, a lot of the laws, a lot of everything that's set in place was made by men, was excluding women, was creating, like reforms and, like, certain legislations that would specifically, you know, support men rather than women because women
support,
don't have that ability.
Or support society. I don't think it was always about support.
Well, for example,
men.
like what about it? What I brought up, endometriosis, so like the seatbelt accident, like all this stuff is due because we tend to favor men in specific.
But, I just don't believe that. First of all, because research will go where the money is. And so if there was money in endometriosis research?
Not much because men
that's
don't
why.
Care.
So maybe it wasn't sexism. Maybe it was a monetary explanation.
Well, who has the money in a society?
Well, actually, women control more money than men in the country.
But men, like women weren't able, like women weren't able to have bank accounts until like less than 100 years ago. So they can't really like, you know, build that generational wealth.
Do you think it's been a better thing with women's liberation in the last 20, 30 years?
Yeah, I would.
That's interesting. Do you think women are happier in America today than they were 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Then why are they the most depressed group in the history of the species?
Because we have these like legislations that don't allow us to go into certain.
Women are the most suicidal, addicted to antidepressants.
I thought it was men.
No. Women are far more suicidal. Men are more successful in committing suicide. Big difference. When men commit suicide, they're much better at it. Women have far more suicidal ideation than men.
Okay.
But why is it that with women being liberated the last 50 years, women are the most miserable they've ever been? Like, why is that?
I don't think that's because we're allowed to have money.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking the answer, but it's like more liberation, more college degrees, more birth control, less marriage.
I would argue
kids.
Otherwise. I don't know where you got that data.
No,
that, like,
everybody agrees
depressed.
That women are super miserable. Like as far as versus 30 years ago.
Well, it could be the fact that because women weren't able to go to a psychologist or like.
Or maybe it's because they're not doing the one thing that they want to do, which is to get married and have children.
Yeah, she's saying that. No, it's actually opposite. It's saying that women actually says women around the world report higher levels of life satisfaction than men, but at the same time report more daily stress.
Yeah, so we're just held to type in women antidepressant use 2024. It is the highest it has ever been.
But there's like more layers to it than that. It can't just be that. You have to look at why are women more likely to go and talk to a psychologist. There's differences in that.
So, but I'm just curious. So, do you think women are generally happier in 2024 than they were in 1964?
Yes.
Really? So you?
I mean, just as a woman of color, I don't think being like not having like rights and back then would have been good.
What rights did they not have in 1964?
They weren't able to get married to like a white man. That's like my. I'm in an interracial relationship. I'm dating a white man. Like if I was back then, I would never be with the love of my life. I feel like that's
Why?
One point that
what,
you're not allowed to marry black
what,
like what, black people what are world? Not allowed to marry white people back then.
Where?
Before 1964.
Where?
In America.
No, that was like outlawed in like 1918.
It wasn't 1919. It was happening still until 1964. Also, banks were like specifically not allowing black people to like own homes back then. They could
well,
just
first
turn
of all,
them away.
They were able to own homes. You're talking about redlining, which is a completely different thing.
Well,
but,
they could.
But no, I'm curious though. At some point.
1967.
Yeah.
That's when interracial marriage was finally brought here.
In the last state, which was where?
Okay, but that's crazy still. Like,
huh?
I would not be able to be.
Yeah.
You asked me the question, as a woman, would you be happier back then? No, I wouldn't because
okay,
I couldn't
be
with the love of my
life. I think it's shocking.
So things like that is what is important
to
show.
No, it's amazing. If you think women and like people are happier today than they were 50 or 60 years ago. It's remarkable. It's just objectively.
Well, just
not
by
true.
That fact that I would be able to marry someone that I love is, I think,
well, you just
a
said
great
that
point.
It was repealed in 67 in one state, by the
1967,
way.
1967. That's when it was finally like made like law. So before that, like
in every state,
like in every state, I'm pretty sure that's
that
when it was
no
the last
way
one.
That is true.
They just looked it up. They just showed me it.
There's no way it's true in every state.
I don't know what to tell you, my God.
Yeah, it's just not true.
That's just what it shows.
Yeah.
Well, you can't just say that's not true and just say, oh, like.
So you're trying to tell me in the state of Wisconsin you could not interracially marry in 1964?
You couldn't. I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin you couldn't.
Is that – I mean, I think that's – yeah. It's just like that's not even close to being true. Yeah. I'm sure there were some southern states where it might have been true. Yeah.
Well, now we're avoiding it.
Yeah, but no. Okay, so affirmative action. Let me ask you a question. What should matter more, race or merit?
Oh, okay.
So what should matter more, race or merit?
I don't think it's based on, like, a little bit of both, yes.
Why should race matter?
My initial point was that because of not having, like, people, of certain races or certain genders, like, be here and working in engineering and stuff like that, we have not been able to, like, research into certain things that would benefit
Do you think
people.
There's any risk that we might have institutions that aren't as excellent?
No. I mean, I don't know, like, how...
So let me play this out, and then this will be my last question. If you are boarding an airplane, and your pilot introduces herself, she says, I'm a pilot, I'm a black woman, I graduated last in my class, but I'm here because of diversity. How would you feel?
Well, she's here because she passed the pilot test. She passed,
Hold
she
on.
Went through that schooling, she went through everything. I wouldn't be worried about that.
If your heart surgeon showed up and said, hey...
You have to have certifications. They won't let you just operate
on
someone
without
certifications.
As I say, every time affirmative action is employed... Standards go down. Every single example. Every
standards.
Example from Harvard to the UC system, there is not a single example where affirmative action is employed and standards are not brought down.
I wouldn't say that, but.
Okay, thank you very much.
But I just had the question of how would you want to fix that? Just
there,
like,
there's no problem to fix. Pure meritocracy.
No, I'm just saying, like, how do you bring people with diverse opinions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I don't care that much about – I care about excellence.
So, like, women – like, you used to be studying
I don't
into
care
stuff
about
like endometriosis
putting women in STEM.
And stuff
I care about
like
being
that.
A strong
– No, I'm talking
and,
about, like, being able to, like, look into those type of things. Like, endometriosis is, like, all this stuff. How do
I,
we
that,
make that safer
that,
for other
are,
people without bringing people that care about it?
Not that important to me. I want the country we once had, which was the greatest country ever where we put excellence and we put – superior intellect above like sensitive racial politics. Not interesting to me.
Okay.
Because it was a bunch of white men that were like running the country and all of a sudden we've decided.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just
no,
saying
good.
That.
Like that's fine. I mean, but when we used to have a country that was based on merit, we were more successful and we were a better run country and we're objectively not now.
Yeah.
We're a country
I'm just saying that in engineering,
we can't even protect
a
president
of,
from getting shot.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts in engineering that because we don't have a diverse look of opinions and we are putting them, like we're putting certain people into more danger, like women in cars. That's like one example.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay.
All right. Thanks. You're voting for Trump?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can't.
Yeah, well, you lied to get a hat. That shows your character.
I didn't lie. I said I would wear it. You said if you wear it.
I said only if you vote, but that's fine. All right, next question.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.